June 6 to 11 is National Cybersecurity Awareness Week, which is not only about educating adults on how they can make their own internet experiences safer, but also protecting children online. Now, while the federal government is trying to convince Australia that its mandatory internet content filter will be a good idea, there are other solutions already available to parents who want to make the web a safer place for their kids. Now, joining me in the studio today is Max Thomas, father and founder of The Cyber Guardian, a product that's installed on individual computers to regulate the type of content that can be seen online. Thanks for dropping in, Max.
Oh, it's been my pleasure.
Now, Max, a hot topic. What, in your opinion, is wrong with Senator Stephen Conroy's internet filter concept?
Well, I think it's fatally flawed. I mean, I do applaud the government for trying to do something about it. That's a good thing. I just think that their approach is the wrong one. I think one of the guys from Telstra, senior executive from Telstra, said trying to filter the internet's like trying to boil the ocean.
I'd like to see that happen.
Exactly.
Now, of course, the previous government had made some home filtering software available free to anyone, but that concept kind of failed. Why do you think that was?
Oh, well, because a 14-year-old boy was able to circumvent that filter within the first day. So I think that kind of everyone lost confidence after that.
So why then should parents install a software like the Cyber Guardian on a home computer?
Well, first of all, we're different. It's a new type of technology. So we're not a traditional filter like the previous government that gave out to everybody.
Okay.
So ours is a different approach. Effectively, we've really cleaned the internet, I guess, is one way to say. We call it whitelist is the technological side of it.
A list of good websites as opposed to a blacklist, which is a list of bad websites.
Absolutely okay. Correct. And that's what we do. So we put good websites in and then we protect that.
Who determines what's good?
Good question, because I've been asked this a lot. Who's the gatekeeper?
Yeah.
Who chooses what's right and what's wrong? And should a government do that? No. And should individual families do it? Yes, they should.
Right.
But what we do is we don't say everything's bad or everything's good and you've got to trust us. What we do is we say we don't have pornography, we don't have gratuitous violence, we don't have social networking by default,
right?
And we also don't have gambling and those sorts of things. But the control is up to the parent. So if you want to add Facebook for your 15-year-old, you can. It's completely up to you.
Okay, so this whitelist you're talking about, how often is it updated then?
Daily.
Daily, okay.
Absolutely,
so you've
daily.
Got sort of people on that all the time.
And we use technology as well, but we do have human eyes as well. So technology can do so much of the work for you, and then you have to use good common sense.
Now, websites are only one part of the problem when it comes to protecting kids online. What about instant messaging, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Now, we block that by default. Right. So when the parent downloads our software, but it's all in a control panel, and literally it's up to how well your kids are educated on the do's and don'ts with social networking, with instant messaging. We block it so that the parents know that it's blocked. But then if you want to allow it, you can allow it, but you can control when they can use it as well. So we have time limits on the actual use of certain sites.
A lot of what you're talking about is sounds very similar to Windows parental controls. How are you going beyond what you can already do in terms of controlling what people can and cannot access on the computer and time limits, that sort of thing?
Yeah. Look, there are other products out there that absolutely have similar controls and time limits. Where I think we're really different is the fact that it's very difficult to circumvent us.
Yes.
And I know that's a very brave statement, but with normal parental controls and other filter products that are on the market, kids can actually go and search proxy servers the same way that Chinese people get around the government mandatory filter in China.
Right.
They can do a search because they don't block Google, they don't block Yahoo. You can actually go and see a YouTube video on how to get around and break parental controls.
Right.
We don't allow that. We have our own search engine and it searches within our clean database.
Right.
So we don't allow the child to go and search a proxy server. They then can't type the proxy server into the web browser and go there. Thereby, that's how they get around the filters. We don't allow that to happen. We kill that process.
Have you had someone attempting to crack your own software then?
Oh, absolutely. We've put it out there for the geeks out there to try and break it, that they then report to us. And it's a way that Apple and everybody out there test their software. We've done the same thing.
Okay, so how much does the Cyber Guardian cost and how many computers can be installed on with each purchase?
It's $99 a year, and that's for up to 4 computers in the house and for 3 different children's accounts.
Now, I was just having a look on your website. You've actually got a little bit cheaper till the end of June, is it?
Yep, that's correct. $77 for that same price, so it's kind of a launch special.
Okay, and where do parents go for more information or if they want to buy the software?
www.thecyberguardian.com.
Great, that's Max Thomas, founder of The Cyber Guardian. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.